Good evening. It's good to be with you again. Good to be able to bring a message to you this evening, as always. Hope the voice can handle it. It's been a while since I've spoke twice in one day, but it's definitely good to be with you this evening. The lesson I've entitled this evening is How Can Love Be Hated? How can love be hated? In John chapter 7 and verse 7, and this is Jesus talking. John chapter 7 and verse 7, the Bible reads, "The world cannot hate you, but it hates me because I testify of it, that its deeds are evil." God's greatest gift to man was love. It was his only begotten son. He gave that to us. You know, the world spit on the gift. The world mocked the gift. The world beat the gift and then crucified it. Did this kill the love of God? Absolutely not. It did not kill the love of God, because that love still continues today. And what will you do with this love? What will you do with it? Are you going to love it or are you going to hate it? Well, we're going to talk about that tonight. First thing we want to talk about is the world hates Christ. And as we read, you know, Jesus knew all about the evil. He knew all about the evil that was going on in the world. And most of the time, you know, we know that that Jesus spoke truth. He spoke truth to those, and he brought things forth. And most of the time, we don't like to hear the truth. But we need to hear it. We don't always see what others see in us. We need to be truthful with one another sometimes. And that sometimes, like I said, that the truth hurts, but we need to hear it. we say things, but do we follow through with action? And action speaks louder than words sometimes. But that's a question. You know, we say things, but do we follow through with action? John chapter 15 and verses 24 and 25. John chapter 15, verses 24 and 25. "If I had not done among them the works that no one else did, they would not be guilty of sin. But now they have seen and hated both me and my Father." Verse 25. "But the word that is written in their law must be fulfilled. They hated me without a cause." The world had no real reason to hate Jesus. Like I said, he spoke the truth, and he spoke it in love. And that's what we must do. We must follow through with that. Hate is a very strong word, but it has meaning, because the world hated Jesus. We have to deal with the same hate today for God and his word, because there are many out there today who will shut off God's word. They don't even want to hear it. But the Jews crucified Christ. Jesus turned the light on evil deeds. In John chapter 3 and verses 20 and 21, "For everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his works should be exposed." Verse 21, "But whoever does what is true comes to the light, so that it may be clearly seen that his works have been carried out in God." God sees our works, good or bad. Just being a good person will not get us to heaven. We must be doers of God's word. The second thing this evening, the world hates the Christian. In Matthew chapter 10 and verse 22. "And you will be hated by all for my name's sake. But the one who endures to the end will be saved. You know, this life is like a race. It's like a race and a long race at that, because we must endure to the end. It's about endurance. We need to stay the course. We cannot quit when life gets tough, because we know that things arise, things come up, and it will get us down. But we pick ourselves up and stay the course. We stay on the course. So many times, like I said, we have pity parties. We have pity parties. You know, think that we are the ones having it real hard and real tough right now. And in all actuality, someone else probably has it worse than we do. And we don't always think about that. You know, but hate comes from different angles. Hate comes from many different angles. Number one, by family. In Matthew chapter 10 and verse 21, by family. Matthew 10 and verse 21, brother will deliver brother over to death, and father his child, and children will rise against parents and have them put to death. The second one is by friends. By friends. 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 4. 1 Peter 4 and verse 4. With respect to this, they were surprised when you do not join them in the same flood of debauchery, and they malign you. If we stand for what's right, what's true, then many times we may be standing alone. We may be standing alone. 1 Corinthians chapter 16 and verse 13. 1 Corinthians 16 and verse 13. Be watchful. Stand firm in the faith. Act like men. Be strong. It's not easy to stand for what's right. It's not easy to stand for what's right. The world will try to sway our thought process and try to get us to thinking worldly things. But we must stay focused on godly things. You know, there's a country song by Aaron Tippin. You know, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. And that's very true. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You know, there's lots of truth to that. Lots of truth. We must stand firm in our faith. Not let the world dictate what's right and what's wrong. Our faith can get weak if we allow it. If we allow it. Our faith needs to be strong. We forget how powerful God is. We forget that sometimes and what he can do for us. Sometimes we doubt more than we trust in God. Christ was hated first. We must remember that. Christ was hated first. In John chapter 15, verses 18 and 19. John chapter 15, verses 18 and 19. If the world hates you, know that it has hated me before it hated you. Verse 19, if you were of the world would love you as its own. But because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Will the world ever love you? Will the world ever love you? Only if you're like them. Only if you're like they are. In James chapter 4 and verse 4. James chapter 4 and verse 4. You adulterous people, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Therefore, whoever wishes to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. Like I said, as I was going through this study, that hit hard. Because we don't want to be found an enemy of God. We don't want to be found on that side. So those are very powerful words to me. Friendship with the world is enmity with God. If we chase after worldly things, we are an enemy of God. It's not good to be on that side. It's not good. We must stand with God and on his principles, his teachings. Third thing this evening, the Lord does some hating. The Lord does some hating. His hate is not for man, but for evil works. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. John chapter 3 and verse 16. John chapter 3 and verse 16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life." We needed a Savior, and God provided it. God provided us a Savior. He provides for our needs. God provides for our needs. Now, under the new law, we have forgiveness of sins. And we need to be thankful for that. Because under the old law, they did not have that. They did not have forgiveness of sins. No sacrifice, no blood could ever take away sin. They did not have that. But under the new law, we can be forgiven of our sins. We should be forever grateful for Jesus dying on the cross for us, even though we don't deserve forgiveness. Another example, Luke chapter 23, verse 34. Luke 23 and verse 34. And Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." And they cast lots to divide his garments. He did not ask God to approve of their actions. He did not ask God to approve of their actions, but to forgive them. But to forgive them. And that's what love is all about. You know, even one of the criminals that was on the cross, on the right side, he had the right attitude. He had the right attitude. In Luke 23 and verses 40 and 41, Luke 23 verses 40 and 41, "But the other rebuked him, saying, 'Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we are receiving the due reward of our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong.'" You know, fearing God is a reverence, having a reverence for God, a respect for God. You know, and we need that. We need that. We have lost that. We've lost our way sometimes in respecting God. In Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verses 13 and 14. Ecclesiastes 12, verses 13 and 14. "The end of the matter, all has been heard. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God will bring every deed into judgment with every secret thing, whether good or evil." We can't hide anything from God. We can hide nothing. Every act will come forth. You know, and also, there are seven things that God hated. And you probably know where I'm going with this. Proverbs chapter 6, verses 16 through 19. Proverbs chapter 6, verses 16 through 19. "There are six things that the Lord hated, seven that are an abomination to him: haughty eyes, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked plans, feet that make haste to run to evil." Verse 19, "A false witness who breathes out lies, and one who sows discord among brothers." If the Lord hates these things, we should too. We must hate sin, but love the sinner. Fourth thing this evening, the Christians should do some hating. The Christians should do some hating. All evil should be hated. All of it. In Amos chapter 5 and verse 15, Amos 5 and verse 15, "Hate evil and love good." Hate evil and love good. If we follow God, we will reap benefits. If we follow God and his will, we reap benefits. In Psalm 106 and verse 1, Psalm 106 and verse 1, "Praise the Lord. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endureth forever." Also in Psalm 86 and verse 5, Psalm 86 and verse 5, "For you, O Lord, are good and forgiving, abounding in steadfast love to all who call upon you." And then Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and verse 8, Ecclesiastes 3 and verse 8, "A time to love and a time to hate." Waiting until judgment to hate evil will be too late. We know the evil acts. The Bible talks about them. The world will try to make us accept things that the Bible does not accept. We must be watchful and search the scriptures as the Bereans did in the book of Acts. If we don't stand on biblical principles, we are an enemy of God. God wants us on his side. The way I see it, it's the only side to be on. You don't want to be found on the other side. We do need to throw caution here on what we hate. And one thing, in Matthew chapter 5, verses 43 and 44, love your enemies. Love your enemies. Love your enemies. But hate their evil deeds. Okay? Verse 43, you have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. Verse 44, but I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. There will be those who will speak evil against you and about your beliefs. They will speak evil against your beliefs as well. Some will try to attack your beliefs, but we must stand firm on the biblical principles. Always be ready to give an answer. And we must defend our faith. We must defend our faith. And we do that with Bible study, by reading our Bibles and understanding what we must do. We must be good examples for others to see. We must be good examples for others to see. Jesus taught in love, and he could have been mean. Jesus could have been mean, but he seasoned his words with salt. He seasoned his words with salt. You know, on 9/11, I couldn't help but think about 9/11 when 9/11 happened. Where was everyone that next Sunday? They were in church services. But what happened to, where were they before? You know, we have a lot going on in this world, and we need God. We need to be in church services. We need to be with our church family. But that's, and they were, that Sunday they were praying for their enemies and for the ones who lost their lives. You know, we can't wait till evil happens to start praying for our enemies. We should always pray for them. There will be those who hate us for standing on biblical truths. We must have a love for souls just as Jesus did. He ate with sinners. He prayed with them. Put others before himself. Another thing, don't murder. Don't murder. And this is talking about even hating. Hating a brother is murder. Hating a brother is murder. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 15. 1 John chapter 3 verse 15. Everyone who hates his brother is a murderer. And you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. If there is discord among members, we must love one another and resolve things. Discord can split a church. I've seen it happen before. And it's not very inviting. It's not inviting. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 16. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 16. By this we know love, that he laid down his life for us. We ought to lay down our lives for the brothers. That is a deep kind of love that we need to have for one another. That's the deepest kind of love that we need to have for one another. We must not hate our brothers. There are two parties involved, and each party, if there's something going on, each party is more than likely at fault. Both parties are at fault. Galatians chapter 6 and verse 10. Galatians chapter 6 and verse 10. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone, and especially to those who are of the household of faith. Also in James chapter 1 and verse 19. James 1 and verse 19. Know this, my beloved brothers. Let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger. God gave us 2 ears, so we must be good listeners. We must listen to God's word. Sometimes we say hurtful things out of anger when people don't deserve that. They don't deserve it. We can't get angry, but there's a better way of handling things. We must not hurt someone's feelings just because we can. Goodness needs to come out of our mouths. Goodness needs to come out of our mouths. Colossians chapter 4 and verse 6. Colossians 4 and verse 6. Let your speech always be gracious, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer each person. If we want to be good examples, we must season our words with salt. Don't be bitter or harsh. Before we reach for anger, let us reach for love. Love is key in everything that we do. Let's not talk about love, because we talk about love, but we need to show it. We need to show that we love one another. In Psalm 33 and verse 22, Psalm 33 and verse 22, let your steadfast love, O Lord, be upon us, even as we hope in you. Well, our hope is in Christ Jesus. And we can be thankful for that. Our hope is in Christ Jesus. To be in Christ, we must be baptized. We must be baptized. We need to love the gift of love and hate the influence of hate. God can help us in any situation if we ask him to. No problem is too big for God to handle. Lamentations chapter 3 and verse 22. Lamentations chapter 3 and verse 22. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. We sing that song often. God's love for us never ends. Even if our love for God does, his love is always there. He loves us even if we don't love him. That is the blessing. That's a blessing to know, because we are never alone. God gave us the greatest gift ever. He gave us that, and that was his sacrifice of his son, Jesus. Without this, we have nothing. Without this sacrifice, we have nothing. But now we have salvation through Christ. We can make that choice today to follow God. Let him lead us. We must not get ahead of him. Most of the time, we want to go ahead, and we need to stay in step with God. We are his sheep, and we should listen to his word and obey. Like I said, we sing the song, Trust and Obey. There's no other way, because it's the way it is. There is no other way. This evening, the lesson is yours. If you haven't become a child of God, haven't put Christ on in baptism, or if you are a Christian and you've struggled in your daily walk, whatever your need is, go ahead and make it be made known as we stand and sing the invitation song.